It's a glorious time of year. The weather's getting nice. We got hoops. We got hockey. We got baseball. And, of course, golf major number two this week, which means we head east, bring in employee one of the Believe Network, the Maryland Terp, wired into the odds, all the action. You can follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Cam Rogers Live. Cam Rogers is back. Cam, always great having you. How's life there on that other coast?
Hey, Steve, great to be with you. It is doing fantastically out here, and we're excited for the PGA Championship this week, and always great to be on the program.
You know, as a Baltimore fan, I got to start with the Orioles. It's actually been a while since both the Yankees and Orioles look like contenders. Might be the year. I've told you before, we've talked, we've got a former Oregon State stud, Adley Rutschman, gets love out here. They've got another young gun, Gunnar Henderson, Corbin Burns at the top of the rotation. So it's only a quarter of the way through, but how you liking your guys?
I'm liking the Orioles a lot right now, and the last time we talked about them was Masters time. The hitting hadn't really gotten there yet. Now we're starting to see the hitting produce, the slugging percentage for the Orioles. Fantastic. Adley leading the way in batting average. He's already got 8 home runs on the year. He's playing fantastically. Loving what Henderson is doing at shortstop. And the pitching, I mean, to your point, this is what really makes me excited, because I feel like pitching creates an MLB team that is more sustainable in the playoffs, and that's something that we just haven't had as a club going back the last, 15, 20 years even. So now we have seemingly a complete team. Really excited to see what they can do, and I hope they beat your Yankees in the end here, Steve. Sorry to say.
That's quite all right, and being a Yankee fan, understandable after half a century. So When you provide analysis and in turn make decisions on which way to go, you've always got a philosophy when it comes to the PGA based on research, depending on the event. So when you think about who might carry off the Wanamaker Trophy Sunday, Cam, what are the trends you focus on?
Yeah, Steve, I'm a big trends guy because it helps you really narrow down the field to a select group of golfers. And the reality is this: 9 of the last 12 winners were ranking 21st or better in the official world golf rankings. 9 of the last 11 had posted a top 20 in the previous start. So you don't come into the PGA hobbled and win. 8 of the last 11 winners had a top 10 in one of the previous 2 major championships. Now, obviously, the calendar has shifted a little bit. We've got the PGA now in May as compared to what it used to be in August. But there's only 9 guys who qualify using those trends: Scheffler, Shoffley, Aberg, McIlroy, Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, Colin Morikawa, Tommy Fleetwood, Max Homa. So that really allows you to narrow down this field as far as who you think can actually win, but also find some value in, the top 20 market, the top 40 market, et cetera. But here's the bottom line with the PGA Championship. You've got to bring your driver. And especially at this golf course, Valhalla is going to be a beast, 7,600 yards. We'll get into it, of course. But, we're talking penal rough. Got to bring the driver. Got to bring the iron game.
Yeah, for folks who have not been familiar with the history, there was a time when a major, when it expanded to 7,200 yards, folks are like, wow, that's a long course. Now that's a pitch and putt. Talking PGA Championship with Cam Rogers, Believe Network. You mentioned Valhalla, well known, but a pretty new layout. And for folks who aren't aware, it was designed by a fella named Nicklaus, and it opened the year he won his last Masters. I mean, Cam, you think of St. Andrews, Shinnecock Hills from the late 1800s, Pebble Beach is more than 100 years old. So what about this event that's kind of held at a newer track?
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, the Valhalla Golf Club has gone through some changes. It's longer now, which is not surprising as compared to the 2014 edition. But, we've had some really fun PGA championships here. Think about when Tiger went against Bob May. Who? What happened to Bob May after that, right, back in 2000? Rory McIlroy back in 2014. Of course, Steve, the last time he won a major championship. That was electric in the darkness getting it done there. So the way in which this golf course is set up is still going to create drama despite the changes. But what I will note is obviously the length, and then a recent switch to what is called Zion Zoysia grass fairways, which actually makes the golf course firmer overall and will create the ball to run off a little bit into the primary cut, the rough, and then, you know, the fixed up on the outside. So it's going to be a really difficult test. I think if you have the club head speed this week, you are going to have an advantage because I think everybody's going to miss fairways. And how do you hit it out of the rough? Have really good club head speed. So I'm looking at you, Bryson. I'm looking at you, Brooks. Like, these guys should perform well here this week. There's going to be a lot of drama, though, as there always is at this golf course. So it should be fun.
You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me about Bob May late last week. And for those who aren't aware, that head-to-head match with Tiger, the last major of 2001, the last major he played was the 2001 PGA. So in case anybody was keeping score, history doesn't bode exceptionally well for the player who won the last event before a major. We know Rory just won the Wells Fargo for the fourth time. The last three times he won that, first back in 2010, then 15. I know he just had a top 25 at the Masters. What's your feel on Rory's shot to win his first major? As you said, wow, in a decade.
Yeah, amazing. I think I've said it on the show before. I was a sophomore in college, okay? This was a long time ago. And yeah, Steve, I think Rory and Scheffler share the, I would say, collective most of the pie right now as far as storylines are concerned. Scheffler for obvious reasons, and then McIlroy coming off that win at the Wells Fargo Championship. But I mean, it's hard to really get a read on Rory dating back to that 2014 PGA because he's got a ton of top tens in non-Masters majors in particular, but he never really has been in contention, it feels, right? And I think a lot of that had to do with the slow starts at these majors, and then he would rip off a 63 on a Saturday and a 65 on a Sunday, and then, you know, he'd get a backdoor top six finish or something like that. But he hasn't been able to close. Scheffler has. Brooks has. Rahm has. That's been Rory's issue right now. It's not to the degree of, say, Xander Schauffele, who was my pick to win the Masters. But, you know, he's got this bugaboo right now that he can't seem to shake. So we'll see what happens with him this week. I think he's a great play for a top 10. He's not my pick to win. Would not be surprised if he did get it done. But his inability to close kind of keeps me away from him winning this week.
Talking PGA Championship with Cam Rogers of the Believe Network. When we spoke before the Masters, I mean, it was hard to avoid talking about Scheffler. Just a matter of, you know, would he win? I heard Tiger Woods say a couple weeks ago, no one strikes the ball like this guy. I mean, four times at the PGA, three top eights, second to Koepka last year. He's won four of his last seven starts. And the other three, he's been third, fourth, and tenth. He's the top player in the world. What's your feel on him this week?
I mean, it's just incredible. The amount of consistency that we're seeing from this guy in this day and age of golf, too. Remember when Tiger was getting it done in the early 2000s, you know, I wouldn't argue that the golfing world wasn't as deep. It was Tiger, Furyk, you know, Phil Mickelson, DJ, and then throw in some Retief Goosen, and that was really it. Nowadays, I think it's a lot harder to compete and win out there, and Scottie Scheffler is gaining an average of 15 strokes against the field. We haven't seen that kind of number since Tiger in the early 2000s, like I mentioned. So here's the kicker, Steve. He just had a baby boy, and I know I'm kind of going down narrative street a little bit, but could distraction be a play here in the PGA Championship? Totally understandable when you have your first kid, right? I can't speak from experience yet, but I would imagine, you know, it's tough to get some sleep. You're thinking about the boy, how is he doing, et cetera, et cetera. Now, he's a gamer. He's won four out of his last five starts, so, you know, he could certainly keep the good times rolling, but I would caution everybody out there, you know, his mind could be elsewhere this week, just saying.
I like that one. Getting texts from his wife. We're out of diapers. And he's like, I'm lining up an equal putt here. You know, I feel like Xander Schauffele's middle name should be Xander, is this the one Schauffele? You know, he's run second at the British, second to Tiger at the Masters 4 years ago, third at the U.S. Open, but just one top 10 at the PGA. 30 years old now. He's an elite player. How do you gauge his shot this week?
Yeah, that's an interesting stat. Top 10 back in 2020 at the PGA Championship. Obviously, he was my pick to win the Masters. That did not go down as I predicted, but I am off Xander Schauffele this week in terms of any real bets or pick to win. Listen, he did it again last week. He's got an issue with closing in these tournaments, and sometimes when that happens, especially when it happened last week, carrying those bad vibes over into a major championship is not going to lend yourself to play well, especially at a golf course like this. Now, the data, the metrics, they all point to Xander ideally being a fit for this golf course. He's a great driver of the ball, really good par five scorer, and certainly a gamer in major championships. But I don't think he'll necessarily be a factor come late Sunday, just because what happened last week, particularly last Sunday, I think could carry over here this week.
A couple final thoughts. Cam Rogers, the Believe Network. I got to get to our Pac-12 guy, Colin Morikawa, Cal product, who, of course, won this 4 years ago, home in the Bay Area. He won the U.S. Open the next year. Kind of tanked on the backside in the Masters. Been playing a little better the last month. What kind of shot do you give him?
You know, I like him a lot this week. It's interesting. The stats don't really pop for me when you look at Colin Morikawa. The putter, you know, the iron game is okay. The driver is all right. He's super accurate, not super long. But here's the deal. Five top 20s in his last seven PGA or U.S. Open starts. And I say that with good reason, because the PGA venues nowadays kind of seem like U.S. Open setup. So you have to have a similar type of game. T3 at the Masters, like you mentioned. Solo ninth at Harbortown, T6 at Quail Hollow, so coming in with fine form. So I think he certainly can be a factor. You know, going into the Masters, he was not on my radar at all, playing horribly, and he tweaked something, I guess, leading into Augusta, and it all worked out for a top 10 finish. So I do like him for a top 20 bet this week. It's not too bad in terms of the pricing and the betting market. So I think Colin Morikawa can certainly be a factor here at the PGA Championship.
Well, at the top, you said your trending philosophy narrowed the field to 9. We've checked off Scheffler, Schauffele, Rory, Morikawa. So I technically have it for you narrowed down to 5. So who do you think breaks the tape first and carries off the Wanamaker?
I don't think I've ever picked this guy in the history of my career, and I'm doing it right now. Max Homa to get it done at the PGA Championship. He was finally in the mix at a major back at the Masters. And here's what's really sticking out to me. He's low-key trending in the ball-striking department. Two of his last 4 starts have resulted in the best strokes gained approach numbers of the season, 3 top 25s in his last 4 starts, and he has performed well on Jack Nicklaus design golf courses. He's got a top 5, a top 6 at Muirfield Village, and plays really well on bent grass courses, which, of course, is the case this week. Finishes a 3rd, 1st, 7th, 5th, 10th. Let's put that all together, Steve. I think Max Homa gets it done in the major championship department.
Well, I picked the wrong Cal Bear. He's a Berkeley guy. I mentioned Morikawa, folks. He's Cam Rogers, the guy who brought us the Believe Network, and with it, of course, all the terrific guests we've had to enhance our radio show the past few years. On Twitter, use at Cam Rogers Live. And, of course, check out all the terrific shows on the Believe Network. Cam, great stuff as always. Much appreciated. Be well. Enjoy it all. And, of course, you and I will talk again soon.
I appreciate it, Steve. We'll talk soon. Excited for the U.S. Open as well.
All right. Have a good one, Cam.